DACA enables young undocumented immigrants known as Dreamers to go to school and work without being deported. With President Trump planning to rescind the program, DACA recipients who are studying to enter professions face an uncertain future. But WNYC's Beth Fertig reports some might still be able to work in New York if they're careful.
Lately, CUNY Law School professor Janet Calvo has been getting some tough questions from undocumented students. She says they want to know if they'll be able to get their degrees and work if they're no longer protected by DACA. What she tells them may surprise you.
Even if it's rescinded, you still can be licensed and you can still pursue your education. It's a ray of hope.
A ray of hope because of a decision last year by the State Board of Regents. It voted to let all qualified applicants, regardless of immigration status, obtain about 50 different professional licenses.
Nurses, dentists, midwives, pharmacists.
There's a catch. Without DACA, employers aren't allowed to hire these immigrants because they won't have work authorization. So a teacher couldn't get a job in a school district. But Calvo says others can work for themselves.
Physical therapists run their own businesses. Acupuncturists run their own businesses. Lawyers run their own businesses.
Lawyers like Cesar Vargas on Staten Island. He's the DACA recipient who won the right to obtain a law license after going to court, which then prompted the Board of Regents to act.
I am working for myself. I'm employing myself. I'm paying taxes.
Even without DACA, an undocumented immigrant can still pay taxes with a taxpayer identification number. But those young immigrants would become deportable if the government chooses to fine them. Vargas says he's upfront with his clients about his status, and he'll continue to practice if DACA expires.
What they cannot take away is our education, it's our license, and it's our ability to contribute to the country we call home.
And he says taking a risk is something business owners already do. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.